In Splendid Isolation is the name of the series, and tonight it's In Splendid Isolation with Jennifer Ball, who is one of the people who looks after the Waipiata Motel, which is not far from Ranfurly on the Otago Central Rail Trail. And we thought we'd check in with her to see what life in isolation is like just under one day in. Kia ora, Jennifer. Are you there?
Kia ora, Brian. I am indeed.
Lovely to have you on. I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I'm not quite in isolation. I can see two other humans from where I'm sitting.
And rest assured, the hair salon in Ranfurly is closed.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. When I was talking to the ABC Darwin presenter earlier this evening, afternoon, Liz Trevekis, in Darwin, and I couldn't quite believe it. And I said, "What is it about your hair? I mean, can't remember people being too upset about or worried about hair in Australia compared to here." And I said, well, I think everyone in New Zealand is just going to come out of isolation and we're just going to have bowl haircuts, and that's going to be the it's going to be the trend. It's going to be the COVID look. We'll be proud of them.
Strange times, isn't it?
Yeah, they are. Tell me a bit about the country you live in.
Well, needless to say, I live in paradise. And despite what we went through last week, where I would have to admit was heartbreaking and there were tears.
What did you go through last week?
Well, just running the motel. So I've been here. I took over the Waipiata Motel 18 months ago in August 2018. So I had, as you know, for many years, I had actually worked for book publishing as a publicist, and I've been truly blessed with all of the roles that I have done. I've always worked in publicity, so my first big job as a graduate from Otago was at the Auckland Art Gallery. I then went on to the Auckland Museum as PR manager there. I then actually moved into magazines and always really worked to share sort of stories of our arts and culture. And after having worked at, it was originally Random House, which then of course merged with Penguin, so became Penguin Random House. I was there for 15 years. And I had the most extraordinary career working with so many wonderful authors, many of whom actually I toured through Central Otago. So having been a student in Dunedin, I then, you know, worked on great books, of course, Brian Turner, Bendigo. I got to tour with Shrek, our national icon, for a day.
What, the hairy sheep?
With the hairy sheep, the very shaggy sheep. And also Alison Gofton, the Country Calendar Cookbook. And my job as a publicist was really to put together a publicity plan, which would really, so that we could share our authors' stories. So often as part of that plan would be tours, building tours. So often we would tour, like for rural books, we would tour through Central Otago,
and is this where you got that kind of the urge to actually settle there one day?
It cast a spell over me, and I think working especially with Brian Turner, I flew down with TVNZ Sunday, and they did a big profile feature on him. And I always felt, even though I'd come from a South Auckland rural background, I always felt for some reason there was a calling that I would come back to settle in Central Otago, even though I'd always, you know, worked always urban, and it probably happened a little sooner than I anticipated. But the opportunity presented itself, and
why did you meet a farmer?
No, I didn't actually. It was something a little bit more challenging than that. I actually met someone in Christchurch. So I was trying to manage a long distance relationship from Auckland, and
Ranfurly's much more handy, isn't it?
So we decided, it's a very long story, as you can imagine, but we actually thought that we might end up in Dunedin for me again, which, because of Grant's work, but that didn't happen. But when we had decided that we might end up in Dunedin and that didn't come off, I think we'd already fallen in love with the idea of coming back down here. So the transition, we were already here, our hearts were already here. So the actual transition, despite the fact the logistics, as you can imagine, were enormous, packing my Auckland life into a... I had a good friend, Sal, she came with me. I hired a USA, one of those horrible USA rental trucks of 20 cubic metres. So we packed my life into that truck and we drove 1,800 kilometres down the spine of the island to Waipiata.
And so it's just 18 months since you took over the motel. And this, if I'm right, you coming into the, well, you're, the tourist season had already been, I think, a bit knocked by COVID-19. And then you're probably getting ready for the Easter, because that's a really popular time to ride the rail trail. And now, all the travel was off. So everything's gone.
It was just the most upsetting thing to see, where I would just look at the emails and every email that would come in would say, you know, we're really, you know, sorry that we must cancel. And for us, I think anyone who's done the rail trail, they truly appreciate the community that is down here that makes it into the great ride, the great brand that it is. And so, I mean, of course, I was devastated just personally, very selfishly, because I could, you know, my income was just, it's a seasonal business. So basically up until a couple of weeks ago, I guess I would, in terms of business, I was covering my costs. So April was going to be my income, and that would, you know, last right through basically until October, November, which is quite a big shift in mindset after having had a salary, you know, forever. But not just that, like looking at it bigger than that, it was the whole community that has been completely devastated. So all of the itineraries, the rail trail operators who put together the most amazing itineraries for people, all of our, the rail trailers who was, if you haven't done it, for anyone who's done it, they absolutely know, understand, what a wonderful experience it is. And so I just can't bear the thought of the expectation where people are so, look at so many families. We get huge extended families down here over basically all through Easter, school holidays, Easter. And so the disappointment, that in itself must have been really, you know, significant for people. But
however, Jen,
it was a really tough week.
But there's one thing that you've got in your part of Central Otago, and that is that the rural industries, I assume, are still trundling along.
Primary, yes.
Is the primary. So is there still sheep to be shorn? I don't know whether the shearing, it might be too late for shearing now, or maybe there'll be an autumn shear for some people, which might create a bit of work.
I was thinking about that today as we had to pop into Ranfurly for a few perishable supplies. And I was expecting it to be business as usual, but even the productive sector, the farming sector, it was quiet today. It really felt like a good Friday, you know, when everything stops and there's a solemnity about it. And I really felt that. There was one dairy farm who had contractors there bailing, and you know that they have to get that food up or else, you know, it creates real problems for, you know, winter. So they were working really, really hard. But no, it was surprisingly quiet. So I'm not quite sure what that was about. But there's a Fonterra truck, a couple of trucks came through, as they do every day, possibly not the same schedule, so maybe lighter. It is pretty quiet down here generally, apart from when it's peak, you know, rail trail season. So we're really missing having the rail trailers peddling up our lane. And the pub, I haven't, of course, been down there tonight, and of course that's all closed, but, you know, when it's open, Thursday, Friday nights, it's humming. Like, you know, they would have probably, on a Friday night, 100, they can have up to 150 covers in a night.
Mm.
So, of course, you know, that tomorrow night, that's, you know, so that is where you really feel it.
I assume that, you've got plenty of space. If you want to go for a walk, you've got plenty of space to do that.
We do, we do. It is so beautiful. And we've got some hills just immediately behind us. So we just jump over the fence, we walk along the railing and then up, and it's amazing. We climb up, and it's about the farmer that we've got permission to walk across, I think it's about 80 acres of, it's unfenced. And so we walk right across there, and then we go to the very top, and from there we look straight over to the Kakanui Ranges and Naseby, and it is, and the air is so crisp and pure. And I think, you know, like, even though it has been, we're all going through, it's uncharted waters, and it is frightening, and it's hard not, you know, I don't want to be a Pollyanna. However, I do feel when we come through this, places like the trail, like the Coromandel, will be places of healing. And we're so privileged, I think, to actually be here. And not just in Waipiata and central Otago, but in New Zealand. So it will become a place of healing. And I understand that there will be a lot of issues with people maybe developing agoraphobia, not wanting to go out, but I think, you know, we're just so lucky to be able to have what we have here. And I think that is our path through all of this eventually.
And I can't wait to get out again. But in the meantime, we'll sit tight. Jen, thank you so much for joining us. All the very best.
Thank you for calling. And keep well, everyone. And be happy and healthy.
And give the tanker driver away for me.
We don't like the tanker drivers, but that's all right.
Oh, heavens. It's a part of life. Somebody's got to move it. You'd like rotting milk, spilt milk even less.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Jen.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Jen, actually Jennifer Ball, but once we start the conversation, she said, just call me Jen. Jen Ball, she's at the Waipiata Motel.